I'm really good with putting my stories on the paintings. So that's something that, you know, I've been able to do since I've been in prison. I'll sell one. I put a lot of time and that into it. But yeah, I've been able to sell one. Hopefully, you know, in the future I might be able to sell another one or two.
So you're involved in the Torch Project, Chris? And
Yeah. I haven't been as much as I'd like to, but I do a lot of paint. The paintings I do is, you know, it's very sentimental to my family and that. You know, that just tells that story, and it's, I don't think I'll be able to part with most of them. My daughter Amy and my son Hunter, I send paintings home to them. My mum, she gets a couple of my paintings. Yeah, but they pick them up if they come in and visit. So I can send them in the mail, but yeah, I don't trust it. So I'll just wait till someone comes and visits. It's just something that I've learned since I've been in prison. I've always been involved in that, like on the outside with the, you know, with the mob and that, but never got into painting and that. A lot of my family and that, they, I've seen my family painting and that before. I've never actually done it myself until, you know, coming here back in 2017. It's a really good way to, be able to, you know, tell your story and that a bit, you know, and get it out there instead of holding on to it in your head anymore, you know. It's definitely like just that in itself, painting, I've found really, you know, therapeutic, you know. You go through the emotions when you're painting, you know, and then being able to, you know, express it to someone and then have them go through the emotions because they know what you're talking about. They know the story. With myself, it's, I don't know, I feel like it's hard to be understood a lot, but with my painting, people can actually really connect with what I'm telling them at the same time.